Unit 14, International Baseball.
As he watches international players from his own country, the Dominican Republic, play on teams with players from Puerto Rico, Cuba, Venezuela, Japan, and Korea, he recalls the tough years he had in the past. As he watches international players from his own country, the Dominican Republic, play on teams with players from Puerto Rico, Cuba, Venezuela, Japan, and Korea, he recalls the tough years he had in the past. As he watches international players from his own country, the Dominican Republic, play on teams with players from Puerto Rico, Cuba, Venezuela, Japan, and Korea, he recalls the tough years he had in the past. Searching for new young baseball players with potential, team recruiters these days are traveling all around the world. Searching for new young baseball players with potential, team recruiters these days are traveling all around the world. Searching for new young baseball players with potential, team recruiters these days are traveling all around the world. And in the minor leagues, almost half of the players with professional contracts were born outside the United States. And in the minor leagues, almost half of the players with professional contracts were born outside the United States. And in the minor leagues, almost half of the players with professional contracts were born outside the United States. During practice one day, one of the team's pitching instructors, Claude Raymond, recalled, "We were on the mound talking about situations pitchers could face, and we had a Korean, a Japanese, a Dominican, a Mexican, a French-Canadian, a white American, and a black American all there." During practice one day, one of the team's pitching instructors, Claude Raymond, recalled, "We were on the mound talking about situations pitchers could face, and we had a Korean, a Japanese, a Dominican, a Mexican, a French-Canadian, a white American, and a black American all there." During practice one day, one of the team's pitching instructors, Claude Raymond, recalled, "We were on the mound talking about situations pitchers could face, and we had a Korean, a Japanese, a Dominican, a Mexican, a French-Canadian, a white American, and a black American all there." Although diversity is important, what really counts is performance, and international players of the past have just gone to show that great baseball players don't have to be American. Although diversity is important, what really counts is performance, and international players of the past have just gone to show that great baseball players don't have to be American. Although diversity is important, what really counts is performance, and international players of the past have just gone to show that great baseball players don't have to be American. Another Latin player who made it into the Hall of Fame is Luis Aparicio from Venezuela, who played in the majors from 1956 to 1973. Another Latin player who made it into the Hall of Fame is Luis Aparicio from Venezuela, who played in the majors from 1956 to 1973. Another Latin player who made it into the Hall of Fame is Luis Aparicio from Venezuela, who played in the majors from 1956 to 1973. These days, fans are accustomed to seeing talented players coming from Asian countries, including Korea, the Philippines, and Japan. That year, Ichiro Suzuki caught the attention of baseball fans everywhere. That year, Ichiro Suzuki caught the attention of baseball fans everywhere. That year, Ichiro Suzuki caught the attention of baseball fans everywhere.